WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On Wednesday, President Biden welcomes Donald Trump to the Oval Office as the transition to another Trump presidency begins. The Senate in Republican control, but no leader chosen yet, says ABC's Christiane Cordero.
President-elect Trump weighing in on the leadership race in the Senate, saying the next Republican leader must allow so-called recess appointments, which would give Trump temporary power to fill federal vacancies without Senate approval. Trump saying the Senate confirmation process can sometimes take years.
The makeup of the House has not been determined yet, but Republicans say they are confident they will win control there as well. Israeli airstrikes are said to have killed dozens of people, including children in Lebanon and isolated northern Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has spoken three times with Donald Trump since Tuesday's election and that the two leaders see eye to eye regarding the threat posed by Iran. Some rain, but not much for the East Coast, where fires have been burning along the New York-New Jersey border. This is ABC News. Once a Category 3 hurricane, Rafael is now weakened to a post-tropical remnant over the Gulf of Mexico. The system expected to fizzle out completely later today. A pistachio boom turning lucrative for California farmers.
The U.S. is the world leader in oil production, a leader in natural gas, in showbiz, and more. And now, in pistachios. California farmers are devoting more land to a crop seen as hardier and more drought-tolerant in a state prone to dramatic swings in weather. The pistachio crop generated nearly $3 billion last year in California. The past decade, the U.S. has surpassed Iran to become the world's top exporter of the nut. Where they apparently can't buy enough pistachios, China. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
No immediate reports of major damage or injuries after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake shook eastern Cuba. The quake comes after weeks of hurricanes and blackouts on the island. Local media in Jamaica also reporting that those on the island felt tremors there. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Bob Dylan said that a hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom. This Veterans Day, Dan Reisner Excavating would like to thank the brave men and women who've served in our United States military. Dan Reisner Excavating, serving all your excavating and truck needs with over 40 years of experience. Call 920-897-2397 and visit them online today, danreisner.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Jaylen Brown calls Giannis a child. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 113-107. In the second quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went over to the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, extending his hand for a handshake, then pulled it away to run his fingers through his hair. After the game, Brown was asked in the Celtics' locker room about the fake handshake.
Giannis is a child. You know, I'm just focused on helping my team get a win.
Giannis says he was just having some fun.
It's a joke. You know, we're playing basketball. It's something that I do to my kids. Play around, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, give me a high five. Hope you're too slow. I just did it. It was fun. He took offense to it. What do you say?
He was asked about it after the game, and he said, Giannis is a child.
You know, if I'm called a child, yeah, so be it.
The Bucks are now 2-8. They host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers rolled over Appalachian State 87-56 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 3-0 on the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, Jim Santel, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, is in the host chair for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
It's a big day.
Big day. Happy Veterans Day to you and yours and everybody that served. God bless you all.
Yeah, this is kind of, you lean into this day big time with your books, and you last, what, 30 years you've been working on this?
You know, I'm going to ask the people out at Duck Creek, so I'll be out at Duck Creek at 8, and we'll be kind of corresponding back and forth. They start their breakfast. They've been doing, and I'm trying to think, I want to say about 1998, 8 or 9,
okay, let's...
we started doing these first breakfasts. And, I mean, it's been a great, but you know what else is great is a lot of places, I'm not saying we were the trailblazers, but.
Oh, but boy, did people jump in
on
that. Yeah. Which is, you know,
which
it's
is
about
fantastic.
Time as it is. They should do that. But I mean, yeah, you could, you got to go off the diet today if you're a veteran. There is just everything. And then why not? You know, they want to show some appreciation. They want you to come there. So if you do. There's just a lot of opportunities for that.
At the VFW at Duck Creek.
That's a good breakfast. We did that last year, right?
Yeah, but it's how many carbs you think are in the big roll, the big muffin?
Right.
I'm never sure what that is. They call it the shingle.
Yes.
But it's just this big muffin thing.
Right.
And they cover it with gravy and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the sausage and the eggs and the bacon and yada, 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 yada.
Right.
But it's, you don't go away hungry. But you only have to eat that meal. For the day.
That's what I'm saying. But there's
60 your bones.
There's a lot.
Yes,
other
so many
to do.
Places
which is,
going on.
Which is great.
Yeah. So really happy about that, the way Veterans Day has really become such a big event.
Yeah.
And God bless them all. And like I like to say too, you know, it doesn't matter if you are on Iwo Jima or, you know, Ho Chi Minh Trail or frozen, you know, chosen in Korea, wherever you were, it doesn't matter. You raised your right hand, you said you're ready, willing, and able to serve. Doesn't matter if you're in combat, in war zone, doesn't matter at all. This day is for everyone equal.
Right. I mean, it's even if you weren't in combat, like
exactly.
You said, you know, you're still defending the country. But there's just, won't be a whole lot of World War II guys there.
Well, I see buddy Jack is on a trip, right?
Well, the front page of the paper, this guy's 101. I think that's very cool. He looks, look at this guy.
Where's he from? Let's see if I know.
He looks like he's 70.
Yeah, don't know him. Yeah. Okay, awesome. God bless him.
Right.
101 years old.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, yeah, that's going to be a good day today, and I'm sure people can get out and, you know, go to the restaurants and just thank your vets. So.
And by the way, not trying to throw this out there, but one of the things I get all the time is people asking if my other books are available anyplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really, but they are now. I'm picking them up today.
Mm.
So I will have all of my books because, you know, so many people, their uncles or I think I'm going to be honest with you. I think Jack Krasinski is the only living World War II person of all the interviews I've done from my books.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times people are like, oh, well, I can go talk to him. And then get the stories, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, crap, where are those books? And they were out of print. So I'm picking up Frontlines, ETO, European Theater of Operations, The Pacific, and 50 Strong. So I'm going to have all of those. So
good.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. That's, people need
congratulations. You had a great event the other night.
That was a lot of fun. That was. Thanks for coming.
That was great. I love. Okay. All you could have had me at one thing.
What's that?
Little sandwiches. I love. I don't know what it is, Todd.
Those
I
finger sandwiches?
Yes.
Yeah.
That there's was, something about a sandwich with a toothpick that I just love.
That was a lot of the 20s. You know, did you see that?
Yeah.
A lot of that food was brought up, but they served that at. Finger sandwiches were very popular back in the 20s, 30s, so at those ritzy places.
I feel ritzy.
Yeah, it was.
It was great seeing the pictures, everybody dressed up in, you know, nice suits.
I didn't have anything along those lines. I didn't have anything.
Yeah, that's right. I
didn't have anything.
Your lure was the open bar. No, it was fun. It was a good time. I'm glad you were there.
It was loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, I don't know if you'd fit anybody else in.
Two things, though, right? And thanks for shouting out that you liked that video.
That was tremendous.
Yeah, that was nice of you, especially a guy with your background.
Well, and let me just say something. I've done it where I'll off air, I could tell you about a situation. I worked so hard one time on a video for a thing that I literally slept at the TV station.
Wow.
I literally went upstairs to this one storage room and slept for a couple of hours because in TV editing rooms. And it's different now. Everybody has their own editing thing on their desk, on their laptop. But in those days, you'd have like three editing rooms. And during the course of the day, everybody's like, I'm on deadline. I got to get in.
Oh,
somebody
right.
else is like, cutting. I got to get it. It's always a constant battle to get into those rooms. So the one good thing is, and even talked about this in Warren Gerds when he wrote that article on me about writing. You know, I love writing in the middle of the night.
Right.
And same type of thing with that. It's like you're not being pressured. You don't have to be in a hurry.
Yeah.
You know, you can do the whole thing. And but I literally so they run the thing, all right, and they don't intro and say that I did it, and the person then who you know whatever gets up, wow, what a fantastic video, that was absolutely wonderful. I'm not sure who did it, but I'm sure it was a labor of love.
Let's give them a round of yeah.
Give them something. A little something.
Right,
of pressure.
Right.
Let's give her a round of applause.
That was kind of
it's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it felt the same way as my buddy.
So that's why when it didn't say who did it, and I had a feeling I knew who did it because they were there.
Right.
And when she said that was great.
Yeah. So it's a video on the new community shelter.
Really well done.
It is. It is. We show that often, and every time I see it, it's like, I can't see that enough. So that was nice. And also to celebrate the Northland Hotel's 100th birthday.
Absolutely.
That was cool, too. So those two things together. And
I mean, when I walked in, I still thought, you know, not that I've been a huge success in my life or anything like that. You know what I mean? But it's been a good, okay thing.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, I remember standing here at 14 with my little Shopko $1 autograph book thing.
Yeah.
Waiting for, I think it was the Washington Redskins. Waiting for them. This would have been, I think, 72. Was the no, not the Redskins. I know, but anyway,
14.
I'm 45. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the team. But anyway, standing there in that exact lobby.
Yeah.
Actually, I couldn't. You weren't allowed in the lobby. You had to stand right outside to get
they
the autographs.
Let you, really? They closed the lobby for you?
Which surprised you know.
Now the lobby, that's the most beautiful lobby.
Right.
Yeah, that's things.
But basically, I stood
outside,
right outside underneath the cool sign.
Yeah, that sign is really so many people are taking pictures in front of that sign.
I love that. I think that's the coolest sign in Green Bay.
It is. And then that red carpet with the valet guys.
Love it. That was great. That was well. The thing is, though, when you were concerned, and not to but now with Kentucky, you were concerned about were you gonna have enough people there.
Right.
I opened the door, and it's like, holy crap! There is something big. There must be a wedding reception going on too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And I walked up to the lady. I said, "Hey, what floor is up there?" I said, "Where are the noises?" She says, "Yep." And it's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
You didn't have anything to worry about.
No. And the band was great.
Band was phenomenal.
Yeah, those guys are really, really good.
I have an apology to make to one of those band members, and I did it to him that night. Remember I told you
Big Mouth?
Yeah, but remember I told you Friday I did that I've never done before in my life?
Oh, that's right. That was his school.
Yeah. I felt I missed an event.
Oh, yeah.
Friday. You know, we had the big meeting here, and I had my phone off, and to get caught up in that. And in my mind, I had it down for today. Because I got this one.
Veterans Day, I can see that.
I had that one, this one, and then Wednesday night, I'm doing the big one for the Chancellor's reception at UW Green Bay. And I just, in my mind, got them mixed up.
Yeah.
And I felt horrific.
Yeah.
John Kramer, who's awesome, filled in for me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a big, I wasn't the main speaker or anything.
Right.
It was just, for the, and they do a wonderful event at Denmark Middle School.
Yeah.
And Bill Denny from Big Mouth hosted and everything with us. And my role was just, they'd have a veteran, I'd just interview that veteran live for a few minutes. So it wasn't like the featured speaker.
And Bill
still felt terrible.
Bill's in the Green Bay Jazz Orchestra too.
Gotcha.
So he was playing, and John saw him. I go talk to him, but
yeah,
he
was fine. But I just felt I was literally sick to my stomach for the rest of that day.
No, I know that's.
I've
tough
never missed
stuff.
An event before.
John actually called me after the show, and he's like, "I can't believe I forgot that event."
I was like distraught, and I'm not even kidding.
And I had my phone off too, and I was getting pinged about it. You know, and it's like, oh man.
Yeah. And then I was getting them. Are you okay? John, are you okay?
Right.
It's like, oh.
Yep. Right.
So I want to publicly say it was a total screw-up on my part and nobody else's or anything, and I apologize.
For missing it at Denmark High School. But they...
Middle school.
Middle school. That's right. It's not high school.
And
school.
No, and I say that because you get to hear that middle school band.
I know.
It's well, like, they're phenomenal.
You know, it's like Kevin Van Ness. I mean, the conductor, the maestro, whatever, the band teacher.
Okay, but what else?
That
what
makes
else do I say
unbelievable
about sports?
Difference.
What do I say about sports?
What
they make it cool to be in that thing.
Absolutely,
and that's the key.
Yeah,
I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's cooking at Preble. I don't care if it's Troy Epps used to be at Southwest. But the leaders of that organization have
it's
to
cool.
find a way to make it cool.
Right,
and once you got that,
everybody's in. Yeah, no, he's and you know who. Who wouldn't want to play in Big Mouth? So I think that's Bill kind of, I don't know. I would think he'd say, look, this is fun. I mean, this band.
Absolutely.
And band is fun. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
So.
Got a text here. Any chance y'all got a copy of The Legend of John Minos Fossil from my old show? I'd love to hear that today. I don't think we do.
I don't think so. What is that about?
So when I had a boat. Okay.
I never heard this.
Okay. I had a wooden boat from 1948, Crestline, Chris Craft boat.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mahogany. It's one of the most beautiful boats you've ever seen in your life.
Well,
it hadn't been in the water for a while. In fact, it still had a 48-star flag. But it was given to me by some good friends. It just needed to be refurbished. Okay? I had it in storage, and I was planning on refurbishing it and getting it going. And then somehow somebody else took it over, yada, yada. And I guess they did a heck of a job, and it's on the water today. But people didn't think I would have the stick-with-it-ness enough to put together this boat.
I could have been one of them.
So my partner, Nick, and it's probably in some way not great taste. We did a thing instead of Edmund Fitzgerald, The Legend of John Minos Fossil.
I see.
And so it's probably inappropriate, but I will say he had one line that was memorable. Searchers all say he would have made Ashwaubomé if he had put just 1 mile behind her.
That's funny.
So, yeah. Yeah, that was the...
Did you have a motor on that boat?
I think inboard.
Wow.
Inboard.
Oh, you didn't have an inboard.
I had an inboard.
No, you didn't.
It's like a 80-horse inboard.
Oh, you did not. That was probably a, what, 14, 16-foot boat?
20.
Okay, whatever. All right.
I'll find pictures
Let's
of it.
Let's go back. Yeah.
Back after this.
I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain. And everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyes iSurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
iSurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iSurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iSurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iSurvey today.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iSurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
In the words of Joseph Campbell, a hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 AM, Talk of Green Bay, would like to recognize members of the United States military who gave the ultimate sacrifice in defending our freedom. This message made possible by a Rennes group offering assisted living, memory care, rehab, and skilled nursing services. If you have a friend or loved one in need, visit their website today at www.rennesgroup.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Dear son, I know I ain't written.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Happy Veterans Day to you. Everybody that served, all the family members that served, this day is 100% for you. And you know, it's totally okay to say Happy Veterans Day. You know, there's always that little bit of a controversy. Do you say Happy Memorial Day or anything like that? But this one, Happy Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
And there's a lot of them out there.
Well, you know what I love the fact that our country has.
I mean, there's 15 million.
Yeah,
there's a lot of veterans alive here walking around.
You know what the saddest thing is? When you talk to veterans, and this is mainly Korea and Vietnam veterans. I've had so many of them. I know one. He only told one person that he had been in Vietnam for 25 years. He worked at Budweiser in Manitowoc.
Yeah.
He told one person, that was another Vietnam vet. Another one of my great friends, Ronnie, who's probably listening. I'll see him today at Duck Creek. He went 12 years without telling anybody. Yeah. Another guy from Manitowoc, wonderful gentleman, solid guy, the whole thing. He came back, and there would be a sign on the door at a gas station or something, help wanted. And he'd go in, and they'd ask him, where are you at with your military obligations? And he'd be like, all proud. Just got back from Vietnam. I'm good.
Yeah.
And he would never hear back from them again, and he had to stop saying, all he would say is, yep, I'm not going to be drafted, so I'm good to go, but he wouldn't say that he was in Vietnam. I think that's horrific that guys had to do that.
Me too. But we've changed.
That's what I'm saying. We've changed so much.
Yeah.
Now it's a badge of honor.
Right.
And it's terrible that when you fight for your country, you put your life on the line for your country, that in order to get a job, you might have to not say what you just did for your country.
Right.
I think that's such a dark stain against our country at the time.
Yeah. I don't point fingers, but, I don't think the government did a good job. The media didn't do a good job.
Media was terrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Media, lot of ways, there were so many. You and I are the same era.
Yeah.
Where you'd pick up a news. Todd might be too young for this, but literally, you could pick up a newspaper anywhere, and I don't care what happened. Vietnam vet charged with trespassing. Vietnam vet charged with. Remember that? Veteran charged with. It would have zero to do with what may have happened.
Yeah.
But man, would they make sure that was in the headlines.
Yeah. Not only that, but they didn't give him credit for serving.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. That's where I think the national media was off base.
Yeah.
And you got to admit, government didn't do a very good job either.
Completely. 100%.
So, yep. I think things are.
They wanted them to come back and just quietly assimilate back in whatever.
Yeah.
And then, the Agent Orange type thing started popping up.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, wait a minute. You're not going to just sweep us under the rug.
Yeah.
We're going to fight for this.
Yeah.
And they did. And because of that, that has helped all the vets since then.
Oh, yeah. We had a guy in here talking about the hitting your quotas for the different five branches of government. And remember how I don't know what the percent was, but a lot of them are related. You know, like you had three brothers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people go in because their dad was, or their brother, or their cousin. There's just this, and I forgot what the percent was, but it was higher than I thought, you know? I mean,
didn't we have somebody in here that had like seven in
just
recently?
All kind of related, you know, which I think is really
well,
great.
I've got that the one gentleman.
I just want to make my point on that is that they didn't listen to the news. They listened to each other.
Yeah.
You know, they got the truth.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I think a lot of, there's a lot of people, my friend was in, my brother was in, my cousin, my dad, my uncle, because they really know the
no
truth
question.
About it. Whereas you listen to some of this other stuff. But anyway, it's a great day to celebrate, Aunt. That's my...
But one of the things, too, I mean, kids nowadays don't realize, you know, you kind of had an obligation before 1973.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you might just be, you know what I mean? There was an obligation
Israel,
to serve.
Israel, you have to.
They still do.
2 years.
There was a girl, or some girl, there was at the golf tournament at Thornberry a few years ago. I was working there for the real estate company, handing out whatever and doing whatever. And this group of really hot women set up next to me for those. It was a great thing. I loaned it to somebody. You could put it on your back and you put the vibrant.
Oh, yeah.
And you have those patch. I would have loved to have that for my neck the way it's been. Okay.
Of course.
So I get to talking to them and people are like, hey, Mino, who are the hotties you're talking to? You know, blah, blah, blah. Every one of them had just gotten out of the Israeli army.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, she didn't have the M16. She had the so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And I mean, talking about these things, is like, here everybody's thinking. And they were like, bad-ashed.
Right. And it's everybody.
Yes.
It's not like, oh, you get deferment or anything. You know, it's everybody.
You go.
And
I had a buddy from
they look forward to
Norway,
it too,
the same thing.
Not only does it, but it really installs a lot of pride, too, in the country. Like, sometimes you think, do we really have that here? And I think we do, by and large. But there's still some people that are like, they don't think we're the best. Whereas I think that 2 years really helps them, you know.
No question.
And that's
not even a question.
Pretty cool. I don't hear a lot of, talk of doing away with that. I think some of those kids look forward to that.
Well, like I said, one of my guy played basketball at Green Bay. He's from Norway. And they did it. And he said it was the greatest time of his life.
Right.
And he went to college like a year and a half. They gave him a little bit of deferment if you're accepted into college. And once you get the basic training done.
Yeah.
And everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes there's not a lot for you to do, so they'll give you the early time out for that. But he said he was so much more mature then, so he went to college after a year and a half, like, in the Army and taking those orders. And it's like, he said, that was so much. He said, I used to think in high school, my coach hated me because he's yelling at me all the time. And then I get through the Army, and it's like, oh, wow, did that open my eyes?
Yeah.
Am I a different person than if I had been 18 years old and going right into college like that?
Right.
So it really helped a lot of kids.
Yeah, when we were there, we had some, I don't know, they overplay the security there, but I was talking to these kids, and they all, to a T, just said it was great.
They loved it. I agree.
I think that's cool, but yeah, I mean, we've got...
I don't know if it's as cool as you going in our ROTC and rappelling down the 10-foot
at 3
wall.
Yeah, that was my highlight of my service.
You know what's funny, though? They made those guys, if you were in ROTC and then you got drafted or joined the Army... Right away, they'd take you guys and put you as, like, the squad leader to start out.
I had a friend that did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He's out now. I just kind of connected with him in the last year. But so you got to kind of make that decision when you're a junior year. And then they pick up the tab on your school.
Which is great.
But you got to make a commitment to them for 4 years after you get out. But you do go in. I mean, you do go in at a certain level.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, you know how to march, you know how to give an order, you know how to...
Right.
And they say over at St. Norbert, St. Norbert and Promontory High School, Sarge Batin was his name. And he's in my most recent book. He's a Korean War veteran then. And so many of the people say, wow, he was great.
A good recruiter, you mean?
No, he ran the ROTC.
Oh, all right, yeah.
And taught those kids how to march and how to use a weapon and do it. It was just great. He's a great guy.
Well, that's flank left and oh man, I don't know. I think I'm better off.
Did I just hear a marching order from the mayor?
Flank left.
I remember it.
Don't make me get you down and doing push-ups.
Right.
We get set a quick break. Happy Veterans Day to you folks. I'll be heading out to Duck Creek at 8. Hope to see you there. Back right after this.
They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Potential changes to the U.S. Postal Service could have some ramifications for rural Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Congressman Tom Tiffany is following up on those proposed changes. Details are next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
So right now, the United States Postal System is proposing some delivery changes when it comes to their mail routes, and those changes could impact rural Wisconsinites. The Postal Service's new operational plan could save them $3 billion a year, but according to Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany, that could really impact some rural residents.
The Postal Service, in an effort to stem the losses that they've had, which has been in the billions of dollars, and this has been going on for a long time, they're trying to streamline the delivery service for the U.S. Postal Service. And but I have real concern, along with a lot of other members of Congress, that they're going to leave rural America behind. And amongst things like, if you're more than 50 miles from a processing location, for example, like Green Bay or Milwaukee or Minneapolis, that you're not guaranteed delivery in a timely fashion.
That's Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany. He has penned a letter to the U.S. Postal Service about the impacts that longer delivery times could have on rural residents. For example, he says late bills and fees, weekly newspapers not arriving on time, and for specialty areas like poultry, even chicks dying.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And today is Veterans Day. You might want to take a look at a story we've got up at MidwestFarmReport.com about a program at UW-River Falls that pairs veterans with canines. It's overseen by Joe Kemich, Chief Information Officer at the UW-River Falls Division of Technology Services, who's a veteran himself. That's all available at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com, guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
This Veterans Day, take some time to honor the brave men and women who have served this country. Thank you for your dedication, sacrifice, and unwavering commitment to the freedoms provided, and know that they are cherished. The Brown County Veterans Service Office proudly stands with area veterans, recognizing their courage and countless contributions made both in the past and present. For veteran services in the Brown County area, reach out to the Brown County Veterans Service Office today on Walnut Street in Green Bay.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday. Boy, I'll tell you what, I got to be honest with you. Sundays, watching other football games, not so much fun.
Not the same.
Oh, man. It just seems like a long day because I was waiting for the, you know, it was on last night.
I watched a movie. I didn't know what.
The new series of the greatest show in the history of America.
Yellowstone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Is the plot something else?
Boy, did they advertise that.
Yeah. I mean, they had the whole marathon going all day yesterday. Yeah. I thought I don't think I subscribed to Paramount, but I got it last night. But that Cowboy game was network, so bad.
That's network TV.
You know, is it? Yeah. I thought I had to get a subscription. Brittany, are you there?
She's not with us quite yet.
Oh, okay.
Working on that.
That's fine.
No, that Yellowstone, no, that's just on like antenna TV.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
I think it's on CBS, and then you can also have it on Paramount.
But it's kind of, I mean, some of the language is not so good. Do they clean it up for regular TV versus subscription?
They must have to.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're on CBS.
I don't know. I mean,
but
it is
on CBS antenna.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then.
I think.
Okay.
I don't even know what we have.
I don't know. I wouldn't. You know how I know? I just sit there like this
right,
and see
same
what
here.
Pops up. That's
same
all
here.
I do. I have no idea what I have. I would have no idea how to subscribe to a new channel. I know nothing.
Yeah.
But I'd love to get that MeTV because they got all the game show networks.
No, that's antenna TV, John.
Well, I don't have an antenna.
So,
no, I don't think you'd. I think.
You mean a small antenna?
Yeah, just like rabbit ears type stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Todd?
Voice of reason,
Todd?
I don't have any there antenna are, TV at all.
There are people that pay zero cable.
But get all the channels?
You get like probably 10 channels.
Okay.
So, you know, you get that, would you just say that MeTV?
Yeah.
You get that. You get 2, 5, 11, 26 or whatever. You know, that would be like those four stations. It's all free. You don't have to pay any cable at all.
Huh.
Yeah, okay. You just get a rabbit ears and you can do that.
Does that bring back memories trying to adjust?
Right.
Okay. Quick poll. But how many people, and you can be the first vote. Todd, you could probably get into this one too.
All right.
How many people at one point in their lives, when they lived at home, had aluminum foil on their antennas? Thank you. That's one. I'm two. Jim?
I don't know if we had aluminum foil.
Because you'd have to get to tune in a little bit better. You'd wrap up aluminum foil.
Didn't you have that little
switch? Aim that a different way.
On the front where you just turned it.
Yeah. It's called a hand.
No. It was like there's different things you could.
No.
No.
Did not.
Yeah, it did. They had the rabbit ears, but then you could turn it. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and
no.
I think that did the adjusting.
Yeah, it's the rich kids that had
no,
that.
No, it wasn't that. No, I think that's everybody.
Ours
had
were
that.
Very, very manual.
By the way, I got to say something, Todd.
Ours wasn't.
Yes.
I had a chance to say hello to the loveliest lady you'll ever find again the other night. Jim's mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who does not look 92 years old.
No.
In fact, I told her? I said, if I was your son, I would have gotten you the 10-year warranty.
He didn't. I said, John, don't say that. Do you remember, were you here then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It was the first on the list of, what kind of person is
exactly,
Jim?
Right. No.
I got a text there. I got an HD indoor antenna from Menards for $7. 30 channels. Great reception.
Okay. So I bought the one for, they advertised it on TV. It was like $100. And it's. I don't know if it's 30 stations, but you don't need that cable. Well, we have cable anyway, but I don't know. You don't have to. People who want to cut some costs out of their life, you can get just regular stations for. This guy gets 30 stations. That's a lot.
I would say that.
I'd say it's 12.
If I can get rid of my cable.
There's another one that says, John, if you have an antenna TV, there's something like 36 channels you can get over the air. And yes, we use aluminum foil on our rabbit ears.
Thank you.
John, cancel that cable.
I will. I'm serious.
$50?
Oh, no. It's a lot more. 100 and something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap at all.
And then what? do people like that do if they want to watch a movie? Do you just get CDs then? Or download? What is that?
Well, there's other apps you can get for your phone, depending if you have a smart TV and stuff like that. So like Pluto TV, there's an app on your phone. You can watch all sorts of old stuff.
Really?
All sorts of old stuff.
I'm learning.
Because I'll tell you, on that antenna TV that these people are talking about, Dick Van Dyke is on there.
I love that show.
Barney.
Andy Griffith.
Right? Andy Griffith. That thing with Ted Danza. Did you see him
Cheers?
Last night? No. Yeah, Cheers is on there.
Tony Danza?
No. Yeah, he's on there too, but Ted Becker.
Oh, yeah, Becker from CBS.
Yeah. Did you see his interview? Did you guys watch 60 Minutes last night?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Tony
Cheers.
Ted
Danson. Okay.
He was the guy in Cheers. He was the bartender.
Yeah, but he had a TV show called Becker. Too.
Right.
Yeah. But he was on
I'm
60
saying
Minutes
that,
last
why
night.
Was he on, that's, why was he on 60 Minutes?
Because he's really kind of coming into his own life now. It was kind of reflective, and you don't really get old. You just live your life. And he actually plays a part where he's like an undercover agent in a nursing home to see if there's like abuse or something. But he actually got choked up in the interview, but he was just talking about he used to think when he was a kid that you got old, and you don't really get old. You just keep living your life.
And yeah, it's true.
It was great what he said, right? Did you see it?
I saw parts of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I walk down the stairs, I feel old.
You know what? I'm stunned sometime when I see my age. It's like, really?
Yeah. I know.
You're that old?
I know.
I can't believe that.
I know.
Because then you'll see an old TV show, and the guy that played like this really old pharmacist is like younger than you are now.
I know.
It's like, wow.
I wonder how.
I think, you know what I think?
Nieces and nephews.
A lot of it, you know what a lot of it depends on? The glasses that you wear. Because I think those ones Nikki got me, I think I look older. I look like a guy in a 60s TV show. I feel like I look like.
You look older in those.
Yes. Yes.
You do.
Yes.
Yeah. The other ones. While they don't seem very John Mino, they do make you seem a little more hip.
Yeah, thank you.
So I think I'm going to get those ones, those guys with the yellow. I think you tried a little too hard.
That was his thing, though. He was in real estate, my buddy Brian Brick.
He wore those?
All different color. But that was his shtick almost. Like, in real estate, you got to stand out a little bit.
Yeah.
That was kind of his shtick.
But sometimes you see a guy with 70 walking with those. It's like, okay, you're not.
Yeah.
29.
Got text here. We have it with cable. John, you would love all the older shows. I'm going to look into this.
Yeah.
I really am.
You can save yourself some money. That's a good.
Today is also obviously Veterans Day, but it's also Sunday Day. And I'm saying this in relation to something else regarding veterans that I don't know. I can't believe I haven't done yet. The place in Two Rivers that's supposed to have phenomenal Sundays. It's on the same block as Waverly. And don't they have like a military museum in there too? Do you know where I mean? It's like right in the corner. I know.
Is that a museum? They have ice cream now.
But I thought they have a museum in there, too.
It's
a wooden building. Like an original. You know where Waverly's Bar is?
Is it the Washington House?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
But do they have a military museum in there?
It's a museum.
They have a museum.
Okay. And they serve like great Sundays, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And Two Rivers is the home of the Sunday.
Right, I know that.
Little competition with, there's a city out east that thinks they were, but we were. So we just, I think they're just looking for attention.
Yeah, just blow them off.
Right.
Rip them every chance you get.
They got that right in Central Park, you know, home of the Sunday.
Where, in Two Rivers?
Yeah, there's a plaque there.
So okay.
It's ours.
All right.
It's ours, man. Claim to fame.
But I've always wanted to go to that place.
Yes.
And I never have. I don't know why.
All right, we'll go there sometime. I've been there quite a bit.
So anyway, once again, it is Veterans Day. A lot of different events going on, folks. If you're a veteran out at Duck Creek VFW, it's now Duck Creek Pub, but I think everybody knows where that is. It's been there forever, but they're keeping up their tradition of probably 30 years of serving breakfast for the veterans, and their menu has never changed, as they call it, S&S. And if you're a veteran, you know what that means, and it's phenomenal. It really is. They've had some great times out there over the years, and all the respect in the world for the people that have kept that going.
Yeah.
And it's now the kids. A lot of them, it was the World War II vets to begin with. Now it's their kids and grandkids that have taken it over.
Yeah. No, they talk about, 30% of the vets right now are post 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that something?
Yeah.
And when I used to do that, this was all, Vietnam, Korea, and World War II vets when I started this. Yeah. This is how it started. When people ask me, how did you start writing books? It started from meeting guys there. Like after, when I'd sit and have breakfast, when I was done with my show, I'd stick around and have a, maybe a cocktail or something and
Yeah, they called that, when I was out there with you, they called it Johnny Juice.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming that's what it was. But
actually, when I went out there the other night, I dropped off that the grill that the police department gave me for the thing. And I dropped that, or for the, not, the Optimists actually gave it to me for doing the law enforcement banquet. Yeah. So I don't, so you use it for a door prize today out there.
No, you're supposed to give me, but okay.
Yeah. And, well, okay, let me just say this.
With I don't bring it up. It's Veterans Day. You do a lot.
Listen to
you
me.
Do a
lot, listen to me. Listen to me. What? The money you just told me you made from that bowling tournament for your organization.
That's don't
doesn't sound like you missed it. That's all I'm saying. Wow. That's a great event.
I'm sure they'd still take $500 or $300.
Right. We'll take you, John, we what do you think? We charge
the
homeless
that,
people rent or the people who need to eat, charge them? It's 100%
done on
donations.
I was going
to
make that cash.
100% donations.
I was
going to
make that
cash
donation.
Business, so
I was going to give them the grill. And then, but anyway, so I go to the bar and the lady shows, what can I get you? And one of the guys goes, Johnny Juice. He wants Johnny Juice. And she's like, I don't, what is it? And he says, grab the bottle, pour.
Pour it.
And then she goes, no, pour. And then she goes, no, pour. Now give it a little bit of orange juice.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's the Johnny Juice.
And one ice cube.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
All right.
But anyway, that's going to be good. It's going to be a fun time. And again, everybody out there, if anybody texting wants to give homage to somebody in your family or a friend, please text us a name and we'd like to do a shout out for them. Hey, salute to so-and-so today.
Absolutely.
Veteran, please text us and let us know who you'd like us to honor.
And then if you want to take your brother, your dad, your uncle out, it's in yesterday's tape. Did you see yesterday's
sister,
tape?
Sister, oh, mom, yeah, brother, aunt, type, you know what I mean? It's
everybody. But anybody who served, if you want to go out with them, yesterday in the Press Gazette, you can just go online and look too. It's not in today's paper. But I just was reading through that. I was like, wow. You know, Red Robin, just all these great places are stepping up with something.
Yep. It's incredible.
Yeah. And then there's other events, too, that you can do. I think there's some
lots of
museums.
Them.
And
yeah. So. But anyway, back to the thing. So the gentleman's name was Bill Bash, and he was the first person I ever interviewed. But we were sitting there having, you know, lunch or whatever, whatever. And I just said, Bill, would you tell me a little bit about your... And he started telling me about what he went through in World War II. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I thought I've read every book there is to read about World War II. And I had no idea this area was so terrible. And he was talking about going again. You know, everybody talks about Normandy. Well, yeah. Normandy only lasted for a day, basically. You know, the invasion, D-Day. But after that, when they tried getting off the beach, everybody, you know, a lot of times the movies make it look like, okay, we push the Germans off the beach, clear sailing. Holy cow. For the next few months, they had to go through these hedgerows, which were big farmers' fields and huge mounds of dirt and rock and trees built up since medieval days because they'd been farming in the same area and stone walls. And the Nazis were dug in inside there, and the American intelligence did a horrific job at letting the troops know this. So he said they would get in a line and go walking across, and you'd have crossfire coming from the sides and coming from the front. And he said guys were going down. It was like somebody taking a big scythe or a sickle, whatever it is, in a wheat field and cutting them down. And it's like, oh, my goodness.
Why didn't they go back on the water, you said?
Why what?
Why didn't they depart on the water?
Who depart on the water?
What are you saying?
Okay, so in the movies, okay,
right,
like Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
So you're at Omaha Beach.
Yeah.
And you had this fierce, terrible fight, yada, yada, yada. But they did push the Germans back. They defeated the Germans at the beach.
Yes.
So
they kept going.
They make it look like, okay, let's just go on to Berlin and win the war. Well, the next couple of months were worse than the invasion.
Okay, I got it.
But that was never brought up in the history books.
Right.
You know what I mean? You'd have a documentary. It's like, you know, and then the American forces moved on north to Paris and then eventually to Berlin.
Okay. You're saying it wasn't a cakewalk.
Terrible. Horrific. And I never knew that. And I said, Bill, could I interview you? And I started with him. After 300 and some I've interviewed, he was the very first one. And that just led to whatever, whatever, whatever. And the reason I did it, it's like, you know, I've read all those books, Brokaw's book and everybody. I love them and they're phenomenal. But I remember thinking to myself, I can't write like them, but I can at least document these guys' stories in their own words.
That,
And that's where it began. So, yeah.
Wow.
And I'm going to do it till the day I die, till the day they close the lid.
Yep.
Well, actually, they're not closing the lid. It's going to be closed. I told you about that.
I want that glass
with Dom. I don't trust Dom. I don't trust my own son. I feel like for the last thing to kind of tweak me, he would do something with my hair and make me look
God forbid.
I'm coming to your funeral, Ben, for
I just think that's what he's
gonna
do.
On the clock, so we got to just...
Dad, this is for that time you just fill in the blank. Yep. Quick break. Back after this.
Army shirt folded in the back.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Woodrow Wilson once said, "Never before have men crossed the seas to a foreign land to fight for a cause which they did not pretend was peculiarly their own, but knew was the cause of humanity and of mankind." This Veterans Day tribute made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180. 920-686-1180.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I roll every window down and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yes, sometime, brother, sometime.
Hey, welcome back. Happy Veterans Day to everybody out there. Please text us. We want to do some shout outs. Sergeant Derek Brookert, 1st Battalion, 26th Infantry, the Blue Spaders. Veterans Day flag raising and national anthem right outside Schreiber Foods at 7:50. Sponsored by our Veterans Resource Group. That's right outside our window.
That is right across. Yeah, it's right outside our window. So come down for that. I mean, you have to be a veteran, right? Just come down and honor them. And right outside Schreiber Foods here on Washington Street, downtown Green Bay. 7:50.
But that's about the time I'll be getting to the Duck Creek VFW.
Yes, that's,
so
I know.
If you want to bring somebody in, you know, talk to them afterwards,
sure,
that'd be great.
Yeah.
So, hello, Joe Alec. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Oh, good to see you guys.
Last time I saw you, we were watching a Packer game and eating pizza.
Yeah, right. At the Salute to Service.
What a great event that is, huh?
Yeah, that Kathy does a great job there. And she's going to have it again next year. So, everybody get prepared.
It was fun. It was great.
You know,
I always
food.
Wonder, I give people credit when they host an event during a Packer game, because it's always like that could go one of two ways.
Well, as long as it's not in town.
Yeah, no, right.
If it's out of town and everybody's got time, but if you have it in, if they're in town, don't have an event.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no matter what.
Right.
Unless it's at one of the bars around the stadium or something, and you get
well,
something.
Well, if you incorporate the game into what she does.
Right. That's it was centered
incorporate
around
the game,
that
right,
thing, but
into the event, but
I know a lot of people, they don't want to be bothered during a game. It's like I'm sitting in my.
Well, even if the game is on.
Yeah.
They've
right.
got their own
they've
traditions.
Got their own, exactly.
Yeah.
Their own food, their own bathroom. Yeah. No,
yep.
I hear you.
I got this one. Mike Pritzel, USS Vandergriff, 1987 through 1990 with two full tours in the Persian Gulf.
Wow.
Mike, of course, our good friend.
We know him.
He went down and helped out the hurricane victims.
Joe Alec, Brown County Veteran Service Officer. So everybody knows who I am.
Yes.
If you don't know already.
Well, yeah, tell us your years in that.
That's all I say. If you want to know, call Joe. My years in the service, I was in the Air Force from 1983 to 1990.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed it. Loved the Air Force.
Where'd you get stationed?
I was in Biloxi, Mississippi, Reese Air Force Base, Texas, and Elmendorf Air Force Base, Alaska.
Cool.
Four and a half years. Yeah.
Had
a little different than everybody else. Fishing was the mission and golf on Fridays. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. We used to stay.
That's funny.
Before 9/11, when I was doing the GB trip, and we would go to Wright State in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
And we would stay in the Hope Hotel on the base at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've got a hotel there named after Bob Hope. Then it shut down after 9/11. You couldn't get in there anymore. But I'd go jogging in the mornings, and like a lot of retired Air Force people lived on the base. And there's a golf course, and there's a big swimming pool. It's like a country club for the retired Air Force guys.
Nice. Yeah, morale, recreation facilities. Anybody who has a VA healthcare card can get on bases now.
But you know what? I was there right after they did, and I'm going back to like the Bosnian thing. Mm-hmm. Do you remember they brought over the Russians or whomever to have those big talks? It was like the biggest talks going in the world at the time.
Okay.
And there, it was held, they had to have in a secure place at Wright-Patterson.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I was talking to some of the bartenders there at the little pub. They said, oh, my God, it was so wild. Those Russians would drink like gallons of vodka. Like all, like 6 in the morning, they'd be in there looking for vodka, looking for drink, and just rude and crude and just,
Well, we do want to mention at 10 a.m. at the museum is the United Patriotic Society Veterans Day program.
Yep.
So be the speakers, and then they have they'll fire some weapons out behind the museum over that monument with Vietnam veterans on it.
You know, I've got people, I've got this one family specifically in mind where their son died in Vietnam, and years ago, that was like the only thing going on around here. And they appreciate those Vietnam vets who, you know what I mean? Not a lot of pub, not a lot of whatever, not a lot of money.
Right.
But they kind of pulled it together because nobody else was going to do it for them. Yeah. So they just said, okay, we're going to do it ourselves.
But kudos to that United Patriotic Society. I mean, that is just people given from, I mean, that's all.
The veteran service organizations in Brown County.
And they all get together. And
recognizing the, you know, specific days throughout the year, Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
And thinking a lot more than just the five branches. What I'm saying is they really reach out to all the support that was out there. Yeah, that's to a lot of those.
Right. Well, is it six now? Is Space Force considered a real?
I mean, I should say that, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's new for all of us.
But, I mean, they actually have people in
Space Force. Yeah, so the Air Force was doing that mission.
Right.
So they just kind of separated it out from the Air Force and made Space Force.
Okay.
Just to, you know, again, have a little mission direction.
Okay, because I've actually watched that show with Steve Canal from, you know, The Office, and I didn't know if they were, if it was a spoof or if it's a, like, legit thing. Because it's a legit comedy. You know, but it's okay.
Yeah, I've met one Space Force member.
Okay,
but again, they're prior Air Force or
that's what I mean. Yeah,
so they're. Yeah, I don't know a lot about that. I know there was a lot of talk about it. I'm not sure I knew that it was a designated, you know, its own entity.
Yeah, President Trump made
I know. I knew that. Yeah. But I didn't know that that kept going. So, what is their mission?
I think it's mainly cyber security, global security, space security.
Okay.
Well, I will say this, even in the show, they made like kind of a serious point. They said, if you think other countries aren't doing this and aren't putting this together,
of course,
we're going to be behind. Trust me, they're doing it too.
Yeah.
So.
So it, again, the Air Force is, you know, mainly your aircraft, Air Force bases.
Right.
Space Force is going, you know, cyber and space security.
How do you like Biloxi?
I loved it.
Yeah, that, I've been down there a few times.
Had a good time down there. I was young, and it was fun.
Well, I saw you show me that picture last week when you got married. You were a young, dapper-looking guy there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, time has flown.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We were talking about that this morning.
You didn't chase any Southern Belles down there, did you?
Well, I married my wife. She's from Lubbock, Texas. Reese Air Force
there
Base,
you go.
Texas.
Nicely done. Yeah. Joe Ahlich, Veteran Services of Brown County, Crystal DeClean. Coming up in just a second. Stay with us. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, they point the cannon at you. Now, it ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no Senator Sosa. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no Washington. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
This Veterans Day, take time to pause and honor the brave men and women who have served this country. Thank them for their dedication, sacrifice, and unwavering commitment to the freedoms provided today. The Green Bay Gamblers proudly stand with area veterans, both on and off the ice, recognizing their courage and countless contributions. So to those who have served both in the past and now, thank you. This message was made possible by the Green Bay Gamblers. Visit gamblershockey.com for a full schedule of games.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.